100.7 The Wolf. Because we all want to know what everyone makes for a living, but it's never been okay to ask. Until now, this is Share Your Salary.
And on the phone with us today is Rob. He lives in Port Orchard. Hey, Rob, how are you today?
Not too bad. How about yourself?
Fantastic. And we're so grateful you called in for Share Your Salary. It's for, because of people like you, we get to keep this going every day.
Oh, not a problem at all.
And by the way, for calling in, how about some Theo Vaughn tickets? Would that work for you?
Oh, those would be wonderful.
All right. Funny guy, great mullet. Here we go. All right, Rob is a parts manager. That's all we know about Rob right now. We don't even know what kind of parts we're talking about here, guys. So I say we put a minute on the clock. We're going to ask you as many questions as we can. Rob, when we're done, we're going to play a song while we're thinking everything over. We'll come back after the song. Everybody will guess what we think you make, and then you will share your salary. Sound good?
Sounds great.
All right, I dig it. Gabe, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, Gabe's ready, I'm ready. We got 1 minute on the clock. Let's find out everything we can. On your mark, get set, and go.
What kind of company do you work for?
It's a forklift material handling company.
All right, so what kind of parts are you schlepping in particular?
Forklift parts, container handler parts, yard goat parts, things that run the terminals.
How many people do you manage?
3 directly and 6 indirectly.
Are you working on salary or commission or a combination?
Salary.
Are you married?
Yes.
How long have you had this job, Rob?
Worked for the company for 15 years. This job, about 8.
Mm. Are you the breadwinner?
Yes.
What kind of truck do you drive?
Company truck, GMC 1500.
Oh. What do you drive personally?
Volkswagen Tiguan.
Oh, you got a gas card with that company truck?
Yes.
Yeah, you know he does. He ain't worried about gas prices. There we go. All right, Rob, I picked up some cues here. I hope you all listened and did as well. And if you think you might have a guess as what Rob is making as a parts manager, text us that guess right now, 253-642-WOLF. And make sure you put your name and where you live on that text. We're going to give you credit when we guess next. But hang out, because Rob is going to share his salary in 3 minutes right after this song.
100.7 The Wolf. Because we all want to know what everyone makes for a living. But it's never been okay to ask. Until now, this is Share Your Salary.
And on the phone with us today is Rob. He lives in Port Orchard. He's a parts manager. Gabe, what else have we just learned about Rob?
He works for a material handling company. He works with a lot of like forklift parts. He manages 3 people and 6 people indirectly. He is on a salary. He's married. He's been there for 15 years, but at his current role for 8. He's the breadwinner, and he drives a company truck. It's a GMC. And then he also has a VW on the side.
Yeah. All right, Captain Ron, you're up first.
Okay, so I got hung up on the gas card, and I think that they're able to lower the salary because they're giving him free gas. They let him drive around in their truck.
So silly.
I went with Captain Jeff, captain to captain, and we're picking 95.
Hey, you know, captains talk to captains. Yeah, that's the way it works. Okay, Gabe, what do you think?
I got called out by Brooke, who is age 9 in 3rd grade, so I have no other choice. So I'm going to go with 111.
All right. And again, yeah, I got a little shout out too from Blake. He says, my nickname is Block A. And I would have gone higher than this. I'm just going to be honest with you. I think he's making more than even your guess, Gabe. Because listen, if he doesn't need commission, he's just getting straight salary. He's a baller. But Blake, I'm loving you because this is the second day in a row you said hi to me. So I'll go with you at 90. So I'm actually on the low end of things because of Blake. So it's 90, 95, and 111. But none of that really matters. I don't know how much you're actually making, Rob, as a parts manager, time share salary.
103.
Oh, dang. I don't know. That's like a tie in between the two of you right there. Hey,
what
question. Ron was at 95. You are at 111.
That is a direct tie.
Yeah, pretty close. All right. So, Rob, do you think you'd be making more or less if you were a commission-based salesperson?
Probably more if I was a commission-based salesperson if I had sold equipment.
Yeah, but you're just managing, you're getting people what they need on the job.
Yeah, well, on the parts side, yeah.
Yeah. Is that cool?
Complain.
You like what you do, and you're making great money too, by the way. Do you like what you do?
Yeah. Oh yeah, love it. Love it.
Do you ever get frustrated with the salespeople because they're just trying to sling forklift parts and you're the one that actually has to do the work?
No, it's all part of the job.
That's cool. Just part of what he does. Yeah. Talk to me about the Tiguan. Were you consider the Atlas at all in your personal vehicle choices?
I actually got the Tiguan before the Atlas came out.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that Atlas has got some new features.
Yeah, it does. But we're pretty happy with the Tiguan.
There you go. No, it's a good automobile. Fine German engineering right there.
Yeah, shout out VW.
Cannot complain.
There we go. My wife drives the Atlas. That's all I know. It's a pretty nice little run there. But hey, listen, Rob, thanks for calling in and listening to the show. And again, you got those Theo Von tickets just as our show of our appreciation. But we really we appreciate you, man.
I appreciate it.
All right, man. Hold on one second. You too, Rob. I want to make sure you get those tickets. So hold on. Don't hang up. And if you guys can hang out for like 10 minutes, Gabe saw something in Nashville, and she can't decide whether it's sad or awesome.
Yeah.
And I don't think it can be both. It can't be sad and awesome, can it? Unless it's like one of those rom-coms or something you want to cry over. Or, I don't know, maybe. But anyway, you can weigh in on it next. Gabe will tell you what she saw next.